This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Friends of the Arts, a state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture by producing community festivals and events, including Arttoberfest, Chico Palio, the True North Tour, the Silent Film Festival, the NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn more about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. And by Old Gold Estate Jewelry, serving the community since 1968 with a full-service jewelry store in downtown Chico. Old Gold also buys estate, broken, and used silver and gold jewelry of all kinds at 225 Main Street in the Garden Walk Mall, Unit 3, and can be reached by calling 891-4610. Hello, True North. I'm your host, Deborah Lucero, and this is Butte Views and Beyond, a show about things that make our region special: events, cultural happenings, artistic endeavors, museums, tourist spots, interesting stuff, entrepreneurs, and more. All these things add to the cultural diversity and community development and economic opportunities, making the True North a wonderful place to live. So, we have someone special in studio, don't we, Ray? Yeah. Ray Logger's here. He's my sidekick tonight and engineering the show.
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of talk about it. We have a busy show today. We have four segments, a lot of things happening in the spring, as always, in Butte County and throughout Northern California. So we're going to kick off with the Wildflower, seventh annual Wildflower and Nature Festival. And we have Kayla from Feather River Parks and Recs. Hi, Kayla. How are you?
Hi, Ray. I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for taking the time to join us today on Butte Views and Beyond. Let's see. April 1st will be the date for the Wildflower this year?
Yes. Saturday, April 1st. It's a little over a week away.
Yeah, we're excited about it. And last year was my first year at the event. Really nice, beautiful kind of one-day focusing on natural beauty, education, arts, really kind of a full gambit.
Yes, and right now I feel like Orville really needs this event. Bring the community together, shine some light on the natural beauty of Orville and Table Mountain, and Orville just really needs it.
Yeah, it's you know, if people haven't been to Orville, just to go over there and see all the beautiful wildflowers on Table Mountain as you're driving in, it's gorgeous. Of course, we have the lake, and the dam is healthy right now and not expected to break anytime soon,
no.
So people should not be fearful of that. They should come and enjoy a wonderful time at where it's a changed location, though, because there was some damage by the river to the normal spot.
Yes, in past it's been held at Riverbend Park. This year it's going to be at Nelson Sports Complex. And since you mentioned Table Mountain, Table Mountain is actually in the background of Nelson Sports Complex. So it really just fits the theme of the new venue.
Oh, nice. Okay. And for those of you who don't know where the Nelson Complex is, it's at 2280 6th Street. In Oroville. So again, that address is 2280 6th Street in Oroville. And you get off on the Nelson exit. Is that correct? Coming
yes.
from Chico?
It's across the highway from Home Depot. And it's right down the street from Nelson Elementary School and the Nelson Pool.
Okay.
Yeah, all so right. If you get off at the Nelson exit, head west, and you can't miss it.
All right.
It'll run right into it. And speaking of Table Mountain, one of the things that is featured, and this is just a great asset and service, is they do shuttle bus tours up to Table Mountain for people that maybe don't have a way to get up there, that they can come, and for a small fee, they can purchase a ticket and go up to the bus tours.
And we have about half of our seats still available. You can also call our district office at 530-533-2011 to reserve a seat as well.
Oh, great. And there's probably information at your Feather River Parks and Rec website.
Yes, it is, frrpd.com.
And, of course, Facebook page.
Yes, and which we are constantly updating.
Constantly updating. And give it a like, because there's always a lot of great things happening. I mean, never mind all the programs, educational, recreational stuff you guys do for the community, which is, I mean, we can go on for hours about that. But the Wildflower Nature Festival site is a great site, and it'll give you updates. So if you give it a like, you'll get those updates into your feed, and it's a great way to stay in touch on what's happening.
Yes, today we started our countdown to Wildflower Nature Festival. We're 9 days away.
All right. And just quickly, what about the Pet Expo?
Oh, yeah, Barks and Recreation.
Oh, Barks and Recreation. Are we doing that?
So we have a few less Barks and Recreation vendors than we've had in the past, but we still do have a couple of them, and we are going to be having our pet costume contest still. You okay. can register your pets day of at the FRRPD tent. We're accepting registration until 12:30 that day, and the costume contest is always a huge hit. I believe last year a cowboy won, a little doggy cowboy.
I remember that one. That was really cute.
Yeah, it was him and I think a lady pug were up against each other. And PetSmart here in Chico is kind enough to donate the grand prize for the first place winner.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be a great day. Again, that's Saturday, April 1st in Oroville. This is your opportunity to get over and see the wildflowers. If you haven't been over there yet, you can bring your pet. I assume pets have to be on a leash.
Yes, please keep your pets on a leash, but they are very much welcome.
Very much welcome. Dress them up.
There's
bring
a lot
them.
Of a lot of area for them also.
Yes.
So, you know, they get a chance to run and have fun. And then there's also arts and crafts and educational booths, a lot of nature oriented. All the arts and crafts are handmade. It's not commercial stuff. So it's really, really nice to see that happening.
Yeah, really supporting local vendors.
That's awesome. And Oroville is always such a wonderful place to do a community event. People are so warm and friendly and appreciative of yes. anything that happens like that. And it is a cool event set against the backdrop of Table Mountain.
There's also food trucks and live music, correct?
Yeah, so we're going to have more than 4 food trucks, and then we have 3 bands playing that day. We have the Strung Nugget Gang, Spork, and 8-Track Attack.
Oh, so nice.
So they'll be playing throughout the entire event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Wow.
Oh, that's great. And Strung Nugget, we love those guys. They're always fun. We had them at Salmon Festival last year. And, of course, I've seen 8-Track Attack a couple of times. Spork, I've never seen Spork.
Spork is from Yuba City. Yeah, we've found them last summer during Concerts in the Park. All 3 of those bands will also be performing at our Concerts in the Park.
Oh,
nice.
That's great. Well, that's a nice little segue, since Feather River Parks and Rec does so much for the area, that your Concerts in the Park series, we might as well give that a plug.
Yes, that too is usually held at Riverbend Park. We have had to move it due to the damage of Riverbend, and it will be held at MLK Park this year, which it's a change, but it'll be a nice change. MLK has a little shaded amphitheater there, which is perfect for bands, and our adult soccer league will actually be playing their games those Thursday nights as well.
And that's off of Foothill, or off of, where is that exactly, the MLK Center? Is that off the main drag, right?
It's off of Wyandotte.
Oh, Wyandotte.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Wyandotte.
Wyandotte.
Okay.
Yeah. And does that start Memorial Day, or is it the week of...
Our first concert for Concerts in the Park will be June 15th, and the last one will be August 17th.
August 17th.
Every Thursday.
Yeah. Every Thursday night. And those are free. And oh, we should mention, too, there's no charge for admission to the Wildflower Nature Festival. There's free parking, free admission, totally family-friendly.
Yes, we have tons of different crafts, and we'll have a bounce house for the kids. And it, actually, kids and adults will love this, is Barry Kirshner is definitely coming to our event.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, so the Kirshner Wildlife Foundation will also be there, and they'll bring some of their animals.
Yeah, they'll be bringing multiple reptiles and we don't know what kind of babies. They just said that they'll be bringing cute babies. So we're really excited to find out what that means.
We love those guys.
We do too. Yeah, yeah. We do. They're awesome and they do great things for our community. Well, thank you so much for telling everybody out in Listler Land what's going on.
Yeah, hours 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes.
And again, it's going to be due to, well, we might as well touch on this briefly too. So Riverbend Park, of course, was damaged with the high water from the dam incident. But the good news is it's going to be a brand new park next year.
Yes.
And it's going to be completely redone, upgraded, so that'll be nice. And it's hopefully going to open sometime in the fall is what they're looking at right now. But so the new location is at Nelson Sports Complex. Just get off at Nelson Avenue.
And the
head
address
west, and you'll run right into it.
Address is 2280 6th Street. So if you want to get over to the Wildflower and Nature Festival, it is 2280 6th Street in Oroville, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, April 1st.
Yes, and you can see Nelson Park from the highway. So just look for all the pop-ups and the band and the people having a good time.
Oh, that sounds fun. All right.
Yeah, it sounds like another great event and a great year, and hopefully it'll be a beautiful day, and the wildflowers are definitely popping, so a great opportunity. Kayla, thanks for taking the time to come up here. I know you're busy with 10 days out. Man, I know it's panic time, so.
All right.
I'm sure it'll go great. And please go to the Facebook page. Check them out, Wildflower Nature Festival. Give them a like, and it'll keep you in tune what's happening over there.
And be sure to bring your pet, all dressed up.
I know. I can't wait. I'll be over there taking pictures. Hopefully, stop in and say hi. All righty, we'll take a little music break.
Yep.
And we'll come in with our next guest. I tell you, we got him stacked up out there.
Yes, we do. Welcome back to Butte Views and Beyond. Again, this is a show about the true north of California. Events, cultural happenings, artistic endeavors, museums, tourist spots, interesting entrepreneurs, and all the things that make the true north special. And with me in studio is a familiar voice and a familiar face if you go downtown. Stephanie, hello. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. So you're just about ready to do the biggest thing you guys do all year long.
We are. We're 2 weeks away from launching our 21st Thursday night market season here in downtown Chico.
Wow, 21 years. How many years have you been doing it?
Believe it or not, this is my 11th, so I passed the halfway mark.
Wow. And you're still standing, and you have all your hair, and it's not even gray yet.
Oh,
I'm really amazed.
You're not very close.
All right. Well, so tell us what's special about this season for the Thursday night market.
Oh, wow. I don't even know where to start. What's special about the market is just the opportunity to bring the community together and gather in really this amazing downtown that we have, that we all love and recognize and support our downtown members. Obviously, the main reason that we hold the market is to drive traffic into our downtown, support our brick and mortars, and create a great social gathering space.
And so you have arts and crafts, you have live entertainment, of course, the farm fresh produce, which people love, and the flowers, and the delicious food, and the burritos, and the guacamole sauce, and oh man, it's such a cool...
I know, the list does go on and on, and great, you're right, the certified farmers market component of it is a big part of what we do, knowing that you can buy that produce right from the farmer who, who grew it, and probably picked it that morning, those hardworking farmers. Yeah, so that's a really great piece. Yeah, live entertainment, we're actually doing our best to offer even more entertainment this year in a couple of different locations, just kind of low-key, you know, singer-songwriter type entertainment. And it's a really neat opportunity for up-and-coming musicians to sort of get heard on a easier, not on a main stage.
Right,
you know?
But kind of when you're walking through and you see a space. And so is there still opportunity for that for musicians out there?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we try to do is only book about 45 days out so that throughout the season, if new applications come in, we have those opportunities. So right now I've really only booked through April and I'm just starting to look at May.
And we should mention it is April 6th will be the first one, Thursday, April 6th.
Thursday, April 6th. The market kicks off at 6 p.m. It goes until 9. The streets close at 5. Does get a little congested downtown, so if you're driving, maybe you want to take an alternate route. Parking does get a little impacted, but of course, all of the city lots are available, no metering after 6 o'clock. And it is a rain or shine event, so I think in the last few years, we've only had to sort of cancel it one time, and it was torrential downpour. And believe it or not, we had a handful of, you know, diehard vendors that were still out there ready to serve. It was crazy.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
So now if I'm a parent with small children, what's there to do?
You know what? I love that you asked that because it's always a focus of ours is to make our events as family friendly as we can. So we have an area in the City Plaza, which we designate as the Kids Zone. We have guaranteed at least 2 inflatables coming this year. And we have an agreement with the Children's Museum. They're going to allow us to use the Imagination Playground again, which is those big blue play pieces, blocks, allowing kids for, you know, free play. So that's a really great element. You know, balloon clowns, and I'm hoping to get a face painter, and Growing Up Chico is committed to coming out and doing some hands-on activities in their booth as often as they can. And, you know, we've been having some great meetings with the Chico PD. New Target team members are out. The AG security is on board. We have our downtown ambassadors, and we are going to do our very best to make it a safe, family-friendly, and clean place together.
Nice.
And we encourage people to come down and give it a shot.
That's awesome. So it goes through September 28th. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And as you've said, it's rain or shine. So it's happening no matter what's going on.
That's right.
Now, what about, I see on your poster, Bicycle Valet. What does that mean and where is that going to be?
Yeah, that's it's a great service that Chico Velo offers for us. So every week, if you want to ride your bike down, you don't have to worry about bringing a lock. You do not have to worry about security. They've never lost a bike in all their years doing valet at any of their events. And basically, you check your bike in to the bike valet attendant. They give you a little ticket. They park it for you for the night. You come back when you're done, and you take your bike out. And it's free.
Wow.
It's on 3rd Street between Broadway and Salem, about mid-block, so kind of on the side entrance to the parking structure.
That's a pretty cool service.
It is. It's a great service. And, you know, sometimes we'll have as few as 25, 30 bikes, but we've had as many as 100 bikes out there on a nice summer night.
Wow.
And we hope more people will utilize that. Obviously, that will help with the parking as well.
So what about some of the bands that you have lined up?
Oh, goodness. Honestly, we don't have a lot of bands lined up at this point. And the reason is we focus on some of the local performers, like the Hype Dance Studio and Studio One Ballroom Dancers, the Hula Dancers, belly dancers, and things like that.
Sure.
On occasion, we'll put a great band on the stage in the plaza. But we really want people to walk around and mingle and, you know, not plop down a lawn chair like we would want them to at a Friday night concert.
Sure.
So a lot of the great local singer-songwriters, Max Minardi and Kyle and Brian Anthony are all locked in. Loki Miller, Susanna Holland. The list really goes on and on. Entertainment is a really great part of it.
Well, we have so many great entertainers around here.
Yes,
so
we do.
Hey,
yes.
I wanted to ask a question also. I know you do special events in the plaza during the Thursday night market. I know. I'm just lining up the seg here.
Yep.
Putting it on the golf tee.
Yeah.
That's always been a a great thing? I know a lot of different organizations partake in that. How does that work?
Yeah, that is part of our City Plaza Night special event series. Basically, mm-hmm. we launched that a few years ago to just make sure we were fully utilizing the plaza the best that we could. And what we found is there was a lot of organizations out there that would love to put on their own community event, but maybe didn't have the resources to pay for the City Plaza rental mm-hmm. or the equipment or the marketing and all those kind of things that go with it. So we really help with those things. But as you know, the concept is we sort of lend the plaza to a group that wants to come in and do their own special event. So KZFR is doing their Plaza Palooza coming up April 27th.
April 27th. Yep. We're excited about that.
Yep, it's going to be fun.
We have the Chico World Dancers has become this huge popular element in this. It kind of, you know, originally we thought, oh, we'll bring out some bands and things like that. And, it, you know, lo and behold, Memo Keswick and his group, they do world dance and they do kind of a teach along. And we have 400 or 500 people dancing along.
Absolutely.
It's really
so
grown.
Fun. Super fun.
And become a really fun element. And it's one of those kind of things that, you know, a lot of younger people, a lot of, you know, the kids and the, you know, moms and kids all get involved.
Everybody can get engaged.
The older folks love to get involved. But then all of a sudden the college students are into it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're up and they're putting it on their Instagrams. And it, honestly, it blew up last year. It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
So now if you're a small business out there or somebody that has, you know, said, oh, wow, I wish I could get involved with Thursday Night Market, is there still an opportunity to do that?
As far as like vending having a booth,
absolutely.
We take vendor applications throughout the year. We really never fill up because we can get very creative on the way we use our space. You know, certain categories are fairly maxed out. For example, we're not looking for any new restaurants that maybe are not DCBA member restaurants. We feel that the prepared food is pretty well maxed out right now. And actually, you may have heard some talk about this, but we're probably going to be reducing the number of food vendors at the market by just a few this year, mm-hmm. just to find that right balance and make sure that we're right-sizing our market. So that's one thing. Arts and crafts vendors, we love, love, love. Anybody, bring it on. We love homemade arts and crafts to have at our market as much as we can.
Okay.
But yeah. There's almost always space available.
And would people just go on your website? Is that the best place?
That is the best place to get the initial information. We're kind of old school. You still actually have to download the application and fill it out and send it in. Okay. But all of the applications do exist on our website, which is downtownchico.com.
Okay.
If you haven't looked at our website, it's a really great new site. We launched it just about a year and a half ago now, and it's getting really great traffic. And each of our signature events sort of has its own page. So go to the Thursday Night Market page. You're going to see all the applications available for download, as well as some general information about the event.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else we need to know?
The only other thing I was going to say is another piece to the website is we're working to populate a new section that's our Thursday Night Market Special Deals tab. Mm. Hasn't launched yet. We're getting all kinds of downtown businesses and restaurants to offer something special, something that you can only get on Thursday night during the market, during the market season.
How do the restaurants do downtown? Because a lot of people go, oh, you know, people are out in the streets and they're eating, but I always see everybody packed.
Absolutely. You know, it's hard to say. We don't have hard data on that, but we have anecdotal type of information, and you can tell that most of the good cafes are doing great, coffee places are doing great. Anybody with outside dining is doing great. We're very excited about Parkside opening. I think that their Thursday nights are going to be phenomenal. When Crepeville opens, we think that's going to really be a great addition. We have a lot of really great downtown restaurant supporters.
Well, and it's so nice to see them out on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. I mean, here we have this beautiful weather all these many months of the year, and so I'm glad to see that City of Chico is finally doing that outdoor cafe stuff.
And it's not slowing down.
Good.
Let's. You touched a little bit on the, we might as well expand a little bit on the Friday night concerts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, when do they start, and what can we expect?
Yeah, we are actually celebrating our 40th year this year of Friday night concerts in downtown Chico. So we've kind of taken sort of an old school focus, and we've got a lot of really great bands on the lineup that have been around Chico for a long time.
Wow.
I think everybody's going to be really happy. It's the lineup is on our website. It's on the Friday Night Concert page. Some really great local rock and roll bands is what we've got. We kick off May 5th, which happens to be Cinco de Mayo, so we have a great Latin and salsa band. We're going to try to do some other special events that night around that theme, you know, some roasted corn and some Mexican ice cream, and We're trying to get some the ballet folk dancers out there to do a little opening.
Wow, you guys are so busy. You got Big Mo and the Full Moon Band, Quasi Mofos, Bad Daddy, Deaf Cats, the Fritz, the Blue Merles, the Eclectics, Alice Peak Experience, Retrotones, Chuck Epperson, Rube and the Rhythm Rockers.
Oh, Rube, we had him at Samfield's one. He's great.
He's awesome.
The Rebels,
yeah, those
guys are fun. Amy Celeste Band, Looking for 11, Mossy Creek, Mystic Roots, Sapphire Soul, and the Jeff Pershing Band.
Wow. Right.
Wow.
What a great lineup, huh?
Wow.
What's the opening band on May 5th?
NorCal Latin Groove All-Stars.
Oh, so that's going to be a lot of Los Papichulos band members.
Latin
kind of a collaboration they're putting together, special for our Cinco de Mayo show, to be honest.
That's going to be fun. I'm coming down for that. That's
absolutely.
Los Papis. I always love seeing those guys at Lost or wherever.
It's going to be it's going to be a good season. It's going to be a fun night for sure on Cinco de Mayo.
Wow.
And do you have not to start trouble, but do you have the bicycle valet also at the Friday night, or is that
we don't. We haven't really had the demand for that yet.
Gotcha.
So we do the bike valet at the market. We do bike valet at Taste of Chico in September, obviously. And then if the weather permitting, for Christmas preview, if it's not pouring down rain, we offer bike valet there as well.
Sure.
Sort of our biggest events.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You got anything else there, Ray?
No, I'm filling up my calendar.
I know. You guys,
absolutely.
So again, this is all on downtownchico.com, and you can go to all of their signature event pages, and everything's listed there. If you want to know what's happening in Chico, this site looks awesome. And it's very well done. So look under events, go to their signature events, and you can find everything you need to know. If you want to be a vendor, you can download the application. If you want to be a musician, you can get in touch with them. If you just want to go, you can find out what's happening.
Exactly. And there's also local events. So we're trying to be as comprehensive as we can, including everything happening not only in downtown Chico, but maybe hosted by a downtown Chico business. For example, all the Fleet Feet races and runs.
Okay. Oh, great.
We make sure that those are on our calendar, too.
Perfect.
So, so the local events calendar is also pretty detailed.
All right. Stephanie, it is always wonderful
thank
to see you.
You.
And thank you.
Too.
And thanks for all the work that you do in the community. And
thanks.
11 years strong.
Still going.
You need a pen. Did you got, something? Or a tattoo
something.
I don't know.
Good shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah, good shoes. Right. All right. Well, we're going to take a little musical break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the 100th Pioneer Day Parade. It is going to be Saturday, May 6th. 100 years.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right. Connie Wright's going to join us. right, welcome back. I'm Deborah Lucero, and I'm your host tonight on Butte Views and Beyond. And this, again, is a program about all the cool stuff in the true northern part of California. We like to call it the true north. And there's special things that add to our cultural diversity, and community, and economic development. It really is a wonderful place to live. And for the past 100 years, we've had an event here in Chico called the Chico Pioneer Day Parade. And with me is Connie Wright, who is organizing this along with Richard Elsom, who kind of kept the Pioneer Day parade alive, right?
Yes, brought it back.
Brought it back, indeed. So tell us what this is all about.
Well, this parade started in 1917, and it started as the senior day at the old normal school before it became Chico State. And it went on for years and years. And if you go to the library and really study it, there's lots of articles on it and lots of pictures. And it was pretty wild throughout the years. And finally, after many years, in 1987, we actually lost the parade because the kids just got out of control and it didn't make sense anymore. And so it was stopped for a long, long time. And then 20 years ago, some Chico State students, alumni, brought it back to being. And we've had it ever since for 20 years. It's become a very family, community-oriented, wonderful event. And we're just so excited. I actually got involved in the parade. My daughter was in the parade back in 71 and 2. And then I entered the parade with some people that I worked with back in 05. And we ended up winning first place for 5 years. So we have 5 trophies.
Wow.
I know. And then I retired from that, and I started becoming a volunteer. And so I've been a volunteer ever since, and then wow. The last 2 years helping Richard put it all together.
That's a long time involvement for something, and volunteering. And I did go on, I just Googled, you know, the Pioneer Day Parade, and there were some awesome photographs. Everything from the Chico High School girls basketball team in 1914, to Barnum and Bailey circus wagons on Fifth Street in 1915, to the Pioneer Day Parade entrant where they were passing in front of the Bank of America building in 1932. And literally, you can just keep going. And it's just so cool because Chico is one of those places that has kept its downtown intact. So you can really recognize the buildings. You go, oh, well, that's the Breslauer building, or that's, you know, the beautiful white building next to what used to be Taco Bell.
Yes.
Or, you know, things like that. So it's a tradition. And I think what's really cool, too, is there's so many different types of participants. You can enter as a student organization or a group or a community group, a nonprofit. There's commercial entries, auto club entries, novelty bikes. You can walk in it. I mean, really, this parade can be your parade, right?
It's everybody's parade. And we need everybody to be part of this parade. You know, we're hoping to have at least 3,000 people attend this parade. And we have a lot of visions and a lot of dreams. And one of our first dreams is to open up the parade with bicycles and then people running, people dancing, just all kinds of exciting things with large groups doing them. We're really excited this year to have Judy Sitton as our Grand Marshal. That is such an honor. And, believe it or not, our own Deborah Lucero will be the Performing Arts Marshal of our parade. She is the Performing Arts Master of our entire county, and we are so grateful for that. And then Marilyn Warrens will be our Honorary Grand Marshal, and she is the one that founded the Rose Garden over at the Card Center and many, many things that she and her husband did for Chico State over the years.
Right. Well, thank you. It's an honor to be on the list with Judy Sitton and Marilyn Warrens. And I realize that both of them are in a little group that I'm also in, the PEO group. So we have three PEO ladies that are being the Grand Marshals. So that's an organization, a philanthropic organization for education and different opportunities.
So oh, that's wonderful.
That's kind of interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't realize it either. And then somebody said, oh, you are all three PEO members. We are in different clubs. So anyway, that's kind of nice. So in terms of the Pioneer Day Parade, though, we also we need some participants in terms of volunteers, and there's going to be a community barbecue, entertainment and art in the plaza, all kinds of things. How do people get involved?
Okay, how do they get involved? First of all, we would love to hear from everybody that we possibly can, and we do have several ways to do that. We have email this year, which makes it really easy to get a hold of us through email. And it's Chico Pioneer Days with an S Parade. Chico Pioneer Days Parade at gmail.com. You can also reach myself, Connie Wright, at 530-521-2334. You can reach Richard Elson at 530-680-8060. You can go to the website, Chico Pioneer Day, that doesn't have an S, parade.com, and you can pull down an application and print it out and choose one of the categories that you would like to have as an entry into the parade. We want to get as many entries as we can, and I think one of the most important things to share this year, the theme of our parade is the enchantment of children. That is the theme. So we would love to have as many children-oriented entries as we possibly can. We're really excited about this theme, and we are getting a lot of interest from the school district. It's just very exciting. But we need lots of volunteers, a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, I think it takes about 42 people or something like that just to close the streets. You know, so this is an opportunity to become part of history, really. 100 years of celebrating the Pioneer Day, and this is the Centennial Parade. Again, the theme is the enchanting world of children. 100 years that we've been doing this in Chico. So, and go online. They do have a Facebook page, too, I believe. Do you?
Yes, we do.
And that's you could find it at Chico Pioneer Days Parade. Is that the Facebook page?
I believe it is, but you know,
Let me look it up real quick. Things
I've been doing, I've lost track of that. Also, this weekend, we hope to be able to post a lot of the volunteer slots that we need to fill. Okay. We're working really hard on that. There's a lot to it to put it actually on a website.
Now, it is if you go on Facebook, there is an event. It's the 2017 Chico Pioneer Day Centennial Parade. And so it is up. You can look for it under that. And it looks like you have your applications are there and all that good stuff. So go on Facebook, type in Chico Pioneer Day Parade, and there will be several things that come up, and you can find more information there.
Okay. Yes, you can.
Yeah. Now tell us about the picnic in the park.
Okay. Last year, we actually paid in advance to make sure that we would have the plaza. So this is the first time in many years that our parade ends up in the plaza. And the plaza is going to be a huge community event. We have four bands on the large stage. We have a children's stage across the way. And on that children's stage so far, we have a magic show. We're working on a lot of other things. We have a coordinator that will be working between the two stages, so we only have one entertainment event at a time. The community barbecue will be hamburgers. and chips and soda and
all the good stuff that accompanies a great barbecue. So again, I'm speaking with Connie Wright, and we're talking about the Pioneer Day Parade, which is going to be Saturday, May 6th. It begins at 11 a.m., and usually there are anywhere from 60 to 80 entries. And again, if you want to be a part of it, it's a 100-year celebration. Take your kids out there. Get your family signed up. Go online, Chico Pioneer Day Parade. Or you can email Connie or Richard at ChicoPioneerDaysParade@gmail.com. Go on Facebook. Become a part of it. Take your kids. Kids love parades, and they would love to walk down the middle of the street dressed in something or riding their tricycles or pedaling a bike, or maybe they want to do gymnastics all the way down Main Street.
And that's why we're doing it for the kids. It's a legacy to our community, and kids never forget a great parade. It lives with them the rest of their lives.
Okay. All right. Again, my name's Deborah Lucero. This is Butte Views and Beyond, and we've been talking with Connie Wright, who's involved with the Chico Pioneer Centennial Parade. 100 years of this beautiful celebration. The Enchanting World of Children is this year's theme. And if you want to get involved, please go online. Thank you, Connie, for coming in and telling us all about this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So we have up next, actually, Frederick Hodges, who's joining us from Berkeley, California. And the reason he's calling in from Berkeley is because he's going to be with us on the Chico Silent Film Festival, the 6th annual Chico Silent Film Festival, which is Saturday, April 1st. And it's going to be at the Chico Women's Club. So is he ready? Here we go.
You're on.
Okay, here we go. Hello, with me now in studio via the wonderful technology of telephones is Frederick Hodges from Berkeley. Hello, Frederick.
Hello, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
We are so excited because you are going to be visiting Chico very soon, April 1st and 2nd at the 6th Annual Chico Silent Film Festival.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to this year's program. It's very exciting.
Will you kind of help put that together out of necessity?
It's true. I did have a hand in selecting some of the films. And based on my experience of knowing which films audiences absolutely love and go crazy for.
After many years of working with David Shepherd, who put these together, this is the 6th year, and we are missing David. He died earlier this year, and there, thanks to many good people, we are moving forward on the 6th annual Silent Film Festival. And I thought maybe you could tell people a little about why you chose these particular films.
Well, for instance, our very first session of films, which starts at 2 p.m. on the 1st of April, has some of the very best and funniest comedy shorts that were ever made in the 1920s. And even the teens, including films by Charlie Chaplin called The Adventurer, his Wooden Wedding starring Charlie Chase. And Charlie Chase was one of the most famous comedians of the 1920s. Audiences loved him. He was... Now, unlike Charlie Chaplin, who played a character, Charlie Chase played an everyman, someone everyone could identify with. And he would find himself in amazing, humorous situations that were not totally out of the realm of possibility.
Right.
But this film, his Wooden Wedding, is just extraordinary.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway, well, it involves a man who is told on his wedding day that the girl he's about to marry has a wooden leg. And it involves all of the comedic situations where he tries to verify this. And anyway, it's so funny.
Yeah.
And then we have films by starring Laurel and Hardy and others.
Yeah, I think we have Be Reasonable with Max Sennett. And now you've played these many times. Yeah, and I should mention to the audience, you are actually the piano player, and you're quite renowned in this field. We are so lucky to have you, and you get to play that wonderful piano that actually this film festival helped to restore and put monies in the coffers for the beautiful Steinway that you're going to be playing.
Oh, yes, I very much look forward to playing that piano again. It's just extraordinary, and it makes it so much more rewarding to accompany a film with a beautiful instrument. I can play all sorts of subtleties that will help bring the film alive.
Nice. So that's our Saturday, April 1st. The actual movies start at 2 o'clock, and we have The Adventurer, Be Reasonable, His Wooden Wedding, and Liberty.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, for the price of, you know, very reasonable price, you can see four films. And then we move on to 4 o'clock, and you've entitled this To the Rescue. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our first film is a short, about 20 minutes long, starring the wonderful Baby Peggy. And Baby Peggy is still alive, believe it or not. What? She lives in California. And I'm hoping that we can get her to the festival. She's a wonderful woman and so full of humor and remembers absolutely everything.
Wow.
And this is a film in which she plays a... she appears to be about 5 years old, and she plays a reporter at a big newspaper, and she decides to solve a crime. And, of course... solves the crime and brings in the criminals and saves the day, as it were. It's just terrific.
And she's still alive. I mean, this film was made in 1923, so she must be nearing 100 years old.
She may be the world's last surviving silent film star.
Wow. Are you really thinking we can get her to this festival? Is someone willing to bring her up?
She doesn't live far from Chico.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So are we working on that? Do you need my help to get her here?
We can always use your help. You always make things happen.
Oh, well, you know what? When we get done with this interview, give me the details and I'll start working on it. That would be just absolutely lovely to have Baby Peggy, what perhaps one of the last silent film stars in our midst. That would be pretty cool.
Indeed. And this film is quite extraordinary because it was just rediscovered by one of the wonderful men, Larry Kellis, who is making this film festival possible. And it's just been restored, and this will be its debut ever since its 1923 premiere.
Wow.
This is quite a coup for the festival that we get to have the premiere. And then after that, we're playing the feature, The Night Cry, starring Rin Tin Tin, the world's first German Shepherd superstar.
Wow.
And this film is absolutely spectacular. Poor Rin Tin Tin is falsely accused of killing sheep on a neighbor's farm. But it turns out it's not Rin Tin Tin. It's a giant condor who's swooping in and carrying off the sheep. And Rin Tin Tin solves the crime. But not until the most amazing scene is when a little baby gets carried off by the condor and taken to its nest to be fed to its babies. But Rin Tin Tin, of course, gets there just in time and rescues the baby.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's
just the most amazing and fun film.
I think that David did this, he brought this one to us maybe up in Reading, and wasn't that like one of the last living condors in California at the time?
Yes, you know, there's an amazing tie-in like that.
Yeah.
You know, it is true. This was a real trained condor used in the movie. It's hard to imagine that you could train a condor, but
it's amazing what you could do back then. All right, and that's The Night Cry, and that's during our 4 p.m. slot on Saturday, April 1st. And then we have our evening film, the feature film, and tell us all about that. That starts at 7:30 p.m. that same evening.
That's correct. And of course, we do have some comedy shorts to start off the program, but the feature is Steamboat Bill Jr., starring Buster Keaton. And Buster Keaton, of course, was one of the three top comedians of the 1920s, along with Charlie Chaplin and Harold Lloyd. And many regard this as his best and his funniest movie, at least from 1928. And it is just terrific. Many people have seen the famous scene where Buster Keaton finds himself in a windstorm and a house falls down right on top of him.
Oh, yeah.
But because of where he's standing, this window, this empty window casing goes right over him, so he somehow survives this. Well, that is in this movie.
Oh, wow.
It has a tremendous storm scene at the end.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, all of these films have a love aspect, and so he's in love with this girl, and of course, her father doesn't want her to go out with him, and eventually they get together. Sort of a Romeo and Juliet storybook with a wonderful storm involved. It's just terrific. It'll have the audience cheering.
And they usually do. It's amazing what happens in silent films, because we both know they are anything but silent. They are absolutely amazing to be a part of.
And so the audience is hooping and hollering, and of course the piano is going. There is so much going on in a silent movie.
And then we have Shop Girl, starring Clara Bow, the famous players. What's the name of this one? Shop Girl Betty, yeah? Is that It.
It, yeah.
Yes, It.
Clara Bow's most amazing movie.
Yeah, and then...
That
brings us right up to Sunday, April 2nd, and it starts at 1 o'clock again, and we're going to go right into some comedy classics with The Hazards of Helen. And Helen,
that's right.
You know a little bit about Helen, right?
Well, The Hazards of Helen actually is not a comedy, but it is an original serial. And Helen was one of these damsels in distress who's also a crime solver. And this is a wonderful movie that was discovered by Larry Tellis and restored by him, called The Leap from the Water Tower, in which she goes after after a freight train that's been stolen by some robbers. And she chases it and somehow jumps aboard it and, of course, solves the crime and saves everybody on board the train. It's just terrific.
And she was considered...
Amazing special effects.
And she was like one of the most renowned stunt women of the day.
Did her own stunts.
Yes.
Absolutely. Jumping from a moving car onto a moving train, jumping from bridges and all kinds of things. She was extraordinary.
And so it looks like we're kind of doing a serial of her each one of the time slots. So beginning at 1 o'clock, we'll see a 15-minute short of Helen's. And then again at 3 o'clock, we're going to see the general that day, which we'll come back to, and you can tell me a little bit about that. And Captain January, and then Steamboat Bill, which is also just a hilarious Buster Keaton production. So I don't want to cut us short, but all of these descriptions are available at Friends of the Arts upstate.org. Again, Friends of the Arts upstate.org. You can get your tickets there, and you can also learn all about these wonderful films. But I didn't want to leave without talking just a little bit about David and how long you worked with David Shepherd, who is really he was renowned for his restoration work in this field. It's been estimated that there's less than 8% of all silent films left in the entire world, and David really was a superstar when it came to restoration work.
Oh yes, he was renowned throughout the entire world for the wonderful restoration work he did, putting films on DVD, but not just putting any film on DVD. He would access copies of films from libraries across the world, and libraries loved and trusted him and would send him rare original prints, and he would assemble the most complete version of these movies, and with the most beautiful version, the most beautiful crystal clear prints. And he dedicated his whole life to this, and it's just extraordinary all that he accomplished. And I'm so lucky to have known him. He was a wonderful man, and actually he gave me my start accompanying silent movies.
Really? Now, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. So how long ago was that?
That was in about 2002.
Wow. That's amazing.
I can't do the math. It's there's so many years.
Yeah. That's like 15 years, you know? And
I know.
And we've had the Reading Silent Film Festival, which I believe is going into its 12th year, 12th or 13th.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was one of maybe the first ones that you did with David.
Yes, he founded that festival and also the Chico Festival.
Yes.
And many others.
Wow.
He was very much involved with film festivals, and that's because he was a film collector and a film restorer, but for him, the only value in films was in sharing them with the world.
Yeah. Well,
and that's what he did.
Well, that's a great note to go out on, Frederick. We're really looking forward to having you play. For those who have not had the privilege of hearing Frederick Hodges on the piano, you are in for a treat. If you're not there to watch these incredible films, you should be there to listen to Frederick. So I'm getting ready, Frederick, because I always enjoy it, and I always leave those films like my brain has had a tune-up and my heart is lifted. So thank you very much, and look forward
thank
to seeing you.
You.
April 1st
thank
and
you.
2nd at the Chico Women's Club. And remember, it's in the avenues, Frederick, not the streets.
It's in the avenues, and there's lots of free parking.
Okay. Actually, I got that exactly wrong. It's in the streets, not the avenues.
Uh-oh.
You better look it up. All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Frederick. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Deborah.
And this is Butte Views and Beyond, made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the law offices of Greg Einhorn, with over 30 years civil law experience, emphasizing in business litigation, including employer representation. You can reach the law office of Greg Einhorn by calling 898-0228 and by Harrison Daly Wright Accountancy Corporation in Chico. Harrison Daly Wright provides certified public accountants specializing in accounting and bookkeeping services, auditing, tax preparation and planning, management support, services for nonprofit organizations, and more. To reach Harrison Daly Wright, call 895-1209. And just one last note before I head out. This is Deborah Lucero with Butte Views and Beyond, and we talk about the True North here. If you're interested in Silent Film Festival tickets, you can always call 228-2860 or go online at friendsoftheartsupstate.org and look under the Silent Film Festival tab. We will be giving away tickets next week on KZFR, so listen closely. Thanks, everyone, and see you next month.